When we change a liquid into vapor and cool this vapor till it's liquid again, we are said to distill the liquid. And the apparatus for doing this is called a still. You see in the picture a simple form of still. By means of it, we can turn salt water into fresh. The salt itself does not turn into vapor, and when we cool the vapor of salt water, we get perfectly fresh water. Our own breath contains water vapor. We have only to breathe upon some cold object, such as a looking glass, to condense the vapor in our breath. The mist which we see upon the cold glass consists of thousands of tiny particles of water. On a frosty morning, the cold air condenses the water vapor in our breath as soon as it leaves the mouth, making it look like a puff of steam, so that each child looks like a little steam engine as he runs along the street on his way to school. The little white clouds which come in puffs from the engines on the railway, or which rise from the kettle, or from our breath, are not made of true steam or water vapor at all. They really consist of a great many little specks of condensed water. We call them steam, but true steam, or water vapor, cannot be seen. If you look quite close to the top of an engine's funnel, or to the spout of a kettle which is boiling on the fire, you will see a clear space between it and the white cloud. This clear space is filled with the true steam, or water vapor. Only after the cold air has condensed and changed the true vapor into little particles of water, or water dust, can it be seen. This water dust is what we commonly call steam.